Hello. One of the most striking phenomena in honeybee biology is how, during the reproductive season and without giving much notice, in just a few minutes, up to 80% of the individuals in a colony of honeybees leaves with the mother queen and forms a swarm and then moves on to found a new nest. But nobody really knows, or up to now, nobody knew what the mechanisms were that initiated the swarm's departure from the parental nest. So I'll talk about those mechanisms and actually the individuals that produce the signals. So first I'm going to talk to you about what are the signals that trigger a swarm's departure from the parental nest. And a couple more other important questions is what aspects of mobility change during the exodus, including basically what aspects of activity increase during departure, and whether there is consistency across swarms. So to do this, we set up 5 observation colonies, 3 frames in each one, at Liddell Station in Ithaca, New York, about approximately 6,000 bees in each in 2007, with medium sized colonies packed with adult workers, middle-aged brood, satiated bees, and hope for good weather during the reproductive season, and that those are the conditions that induce swarming. And so we collected all this data in the dark, and that's one of the important things about this study, is that it was done in the dark using night vision video recording. And we selected an area of 100 centimeters square in the bottommost frame of the observation hive with an omnidirectional microphone located in the middle of the focal region of the camera. And as soon as we started hearing this signal that I'll tell you about, we started the camera, and that's when time zero started. Out of those 5 colonies, we collected data from 5. So what are the potential signals that could be triggering this departure? And we actually know previously from other work of swarms on beeswax when they are going to move off to the new nest done by Tom Seeley and others, that the worker piping signal is the primer for swarm departure. The bee presses her thorax while vibrating another bee. It's a mechanical acoustic signal that has the message of it's time to warm up, and it tells the bees on the swarm mantle that it's time to reach the temperature of about 35 degrees Celsius in order for them to be able to fly off. And it takes up to an hour of duration during liftoff, so that was one of the potential signals for us. Then the other signal is the buzz run signal as a releaser for swarm departure, where the bee zigzags her body while buzzing other bees with her wings apart in a ritualized emancipated behavior of flight, like such. And so the bee contacts bees in a very random manner and just trying to break cluster, and it releases it at the liftoff of the swarm in about a couple of minutes only. So the message is it's time to go. Another potential signal is the worker-worker shaking signal that is known to generally activate bees. And as far as worker piping signal, it's known that it activates the queen during swarm departure, but we're just interested in worker-worker shaking. It looks like that, and basically the message is get active. Finally, we wanted to see whether the waggle dance, which communicates research location, at all changed before or during departure if bees foraged or, more or less, and recruited more or less during departure. So we measured density. Of course, we predicted a priori that it would drop as the bees left the colony. Mobility as a measure of traffic in the colony and activity, so number of bees crossing a line. Mobility index was just mobility correcting for the drop in density as time progressed. And then average velocity in millimeters per second, which selected 10 randomly chosen bees and measure their trajectories in 3 seconds. Then we measured piping rate as amount of piping heard in 30 seconds, and scan sample from left to right and top to bottom for the buzz run rate, waggle run rate, and shaking rate in 30 seconds. So here are our results. As far as the aspects of mobility, as I said, time zero was when we started hearing the worker piping signal and we started the camera. And so we see a definite drop in density, of course, and for this particular swarm, the departure took 18 minutes. And interestingly, during the peak of departure, the velocity increased by about 5-fold in the colony, and so did the mobility. So basically, there was a general activity, and I wish I could show you the video, it's really cool, but it's basically mayhem in the colony, and bees are moving in all directions, and now we know that they're not moving in a goal-oriented manner as they're leaving Then as far as the signals goes, we found exactly what we were predicting, that the piping signal starts over 60 minutes before the colony takes off, but it peaks during departure. The buzz run signal does act as a releaser and only starts at the beginning of the exodus, and it peaks during exodus. And neither the shaking signal or the waggle run changed before or during departure, so they have nothing to do with the departure. And we wanted just to test for a difference between the three swarms to see if there was consistency across swarms, and we found significant differences for all of the measures across swarms. So to conclude, the mass exodus is explosive. The swarm leaves in only 10 to 18 minutes. The piping signal is the key signal to follow. It's observed up to 60 minutes or more before the exodus. During peak time, there's dramatic increase in mobility, velocity, buzz run signal, and piping signal. There's no difference in waggle running or shaking rate, so they evidently have nothing to do with triggering departure. And the behavioral patterns are consistent across different swarms. Then we wanted to see who are the bees that are producing the signals, what's the identity, and also whether bees start searching for potential nest sites before the swarm leaves, and if so, whether they recruit to those sites prior to departure. So we went to Appledore Island in Maine, where the Shoals Marine Laboratory is, and we put three observation colonies now in the light, and about 200 meters east of there, we located a nest box of known dimensions that we know now that are really desirable for bees. And so here's the setup. We had, again, three frame observation hives with about 6,000 colonies per bees, a microphone to pick up the worker piping signal, and know when to start looking for, you know, the excitement. And outside, interestingly, these colonies created what's known as a beard, and it's a way for colonies to thermoregulate and decrease the inside temperature of the colony, and it's like an extension, like an arm. And it proved very beneficial for us, because outside of this beard, we could scan sample with this directional microphone for individual bees and follow them, especially producing the worker piping signal to see if they were labeled or not. Concurrently, at the nest box, we waited for nest site scouts to visit a lure nest box. After they started, we took off the lure, labeled all the visiting bees with a paint mark, communicated the arrivals of those bees to the person monitoring the hive to see which of the three colonies they were returning to, and continued label these bees until the colony swarmed. So both at the beard and nest box, we took measurements every 15 minutes. At the beard, we scan sampled for bees running, waggle dancing, piping, and buzz running, and noted whether they were labeled, unlabeled, or unknown. And every 15 minutes at the nest box, we counted the total of bees labeled to see like levels of recruitment, and a snapshot number of bees seen on or around the nest box in 10 seconds to kind of see a visitation rate as time progressed. So for our results, we see that the waggle dancing starts for the site, because we knew where the site was so we could read the dance. It started the day of departure many hours before, and in this case, we have a lot of unlabeled bees because we had started the labeling process. So as time progressed and we labeled more bees, we have more labeled bees appearing on the surface that are actually dancing for the site, but we know that these bees would have been labeled in higher numbers had we started labeling earlier or something like that. And so here's at 12:52 is when the beard took off, and immediately after, these buzz runners go into the observation hive and the entire observation hive takes off. And in the same way, the number of running bees increases with time, and they actually are mainly labeled bees. And the pipers are mainly labeled bees, and we have a few pipers that are unlabeled, but they are actually, we think now that it's because our inability to label all the bees at the nest box. Well, we're very confident that these bees are actually nest site scouts. And as far as the buzz running goes, they started buzz running, labeled bees started buzz running, but it now looks like it is a propagatory signal where informed individuals perform the signal at first, but then everyone who can produce it should, so that the takeoff takes less time. So it starts at low levels here and it increases at high levels during departure. We saw a high number of recruits, a surprising number, the days prior to departure, and increasing the day of departure, as you can see here. And we here we show that we weren't able to label all the bees that appeared at the nest boxes, and especially approaching liftoff, because it was just too many bees appearing at the nest box. And there's a high visitation rate the day before departure, but it actually increases dramatically in the hours prior to the takeoff. So to conclude, nest site scouts initiate a swarm's departure. They run faster on the surface, they are the sole producers of the piping signal, and they are the first ones to produce the buzz run signal. They start searching for potential nest sites days prior to departure, which is really cool, because then now we can know that some dancers are not really dancing for food, but perhaps potential nest sites. And there is recruitment to potential nest sites prior to the departure, and depending on the quality of the nest box, the rate of nest mate recruitment could be very, very high. So that's it. Thank you.